And we come to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for being with us here on CBS Sports Radio. Mraz and I just started to get into a discussion about Vic Fangio's radical plan for the NFL playoffs, which is like the NBA or the majorly, basically what the NBA is and what the NHL was, 1 through 16 each side, NFC, AFC, and you play every other team in your conference. You get 15 common opponents between conferences. Now, it would make it more fair. I've got some problems with it, but we were just getting into that discussion, which we will continue coming up here in a few minutes. Plus, number 8 on the 12 DAs of Christmas comes your way as well in approximately 17 minutes from now. Is Jacob Wilkins going to survive? But joining us next, you can see him every Sunday on that other pregame show, Tops, on the CBS Sports Network. He serves as an analyst on NFL Monday QB. Also, he is a recent inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame, which is awesome. Joining us here on the show, multi-time Pro Bowler in the NFL, London Fletcher. London, good morning.
Good morning.
What is it like to be a Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, with all of those legendary players and names that have come before you?
You know, it's pretty humbling. You look at the list of guys and that you're going in with and the schools that they came from, and you see a bunch of Power Five conference teams and, you know, legendary program like a Notre Dame. And then you see a John Carroll University. This is pretty special to be amongst the greats and, know that my college football career was worthy of being in the College Football Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's kind of the ultimate flex for you because, as you said, you've got these Alabamas and Notre Dames and Ohio States and USCs, and those names litter the College Football Hall of Fame. And then here you are from John Carroll. John Carroll getting into the College Football Hall of Fame. What an amazing feeling that must be. Like, hey, I'm rolling with the big boys here. This is forever. This is a legacy thing. It's got to feel great.
Oh, absolutely. To be, like I said, you look at those names, those schools, and for me to be the first ever from my university inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, you know, and John Carroll, we've had some really good football players that have come through there over the last 100 years of our program, it's special. I was thankful I was able to share that with some of my teammates and coaches who played a part, and other members of the university, because I know it's not only special for me, but it's special for them.
No doubt. London Fletcher joining us this morning here on the show. Let's look at Lamar Jackson from last night. What defense do you think in the AFC is best suited to slow down Lamar Jackson?
I think New England, having played him once, I think when you look at the Patriots, they have so many versatile defensive players. They have linebackers that are so versatile, and they have a secondary that allows them to go one-on-one matchup, man-to-man, across the board. I think you need as many, you need tight coverage, because when you get so concerned about his ability to run the football and, the Ravens run offense, teams tend to forget that, hey, man, this kid can pass the football too, and you see guys running wide open. But the Patriots, their pass defense, the best in the National Football League. So, it's definitely, I think they will be the defense in the AFC that will give the Ravens the biggest problem.
Let's talk about the Patriots offense. Let's say you're going into a week against the Patriots and the defensive coordinator comes up to you and says, look, Fletch, I need your thoughts here. You've seen them on film. You've watched this. You've seen Brady. You've seen this offense run. How are we going to stop? How are we going to attack the Patriots offense? What would you say?
Well, first and foremost, I think you take advantage of the offensive line. The offensive line hasn't played well for the Patriots. I don't know if enough attention has been paid to that aspect of them. You know, Brady's doesn't have the time like he's had in the past. He's taking more hits. He's been sacked more than usual. So that would be the first situation. Hey, let's take advantage of his offensive line. Get our best players against their guys. And then, you know, you realize that and understand that Edelman is the one guy that Brady trusts the most. Take him away. You saw Kansas City do that, doubling Brady, doubling Edelman, and that they weren't able to find Brady couldn't find anybody else fast enough, and you know that led to problems for them. Now, conversely, for the Patriots, you got to say, hey, all right, we're encouraged by what we saw from N'Keal Harry late in that ball game. You know, let's figure out a way to get some more production out of Mohamed Sanu. I don't know if this run game is going to ever pick it up during this regular season or during this season. So let's figure out a way to get those guys more involved.
London Fletcher joins us this morning here on the show from Tops, that other pregame show on the CBS Sports Network. Start off your Sunday with Tops. One of the more interesting games of the weekend is in the AFC South, Texans at Titans. This is the first of two games they'll play down the stretch here to decide the AFC South. Could you have seen Ryan Tannehill doing this at this point in his career?
No, not at all. He was kind of under the radar signing by the Titans in the offseason. Nobody expected him to do much. Most people thought this would be a breakout year for Marcus Mariota. Mariota's on his last year of his contract, and when the Titans made the switch to Tannehill, we've seen that offense take off and started to put up some really good numbers. Tannehill's one of the top quarterbacks in the league since he's taken over, which is that doesn't even sound right.
No kidding. It's crazy to see. And for the Titans, it's just lifted them. It's given them such a lift here. This takes us to the Texans. Why do you think the Texans are so Jekyll and Hyde? Good enough to beat the Patriots, bad enough to get blown out by the Broncos.
You know, I was extremely surprised when I saw the score of that Broncos-Texans game. They were down 31-3 at halftime, and first and foremost, you had turnover. That was a big key. They got they had three turnovers, and that really hurt them in that ball game. For some reason or another, they just didn't play up to the level that they played when they played the Patriots the week before. And you know, maybe they felt like, hey, you know, this Broncos team, they're 3-8 going into that ball game. You know, we can roll our helmet out and beat this team. But they found out the hard way that nobody lays down for you in the National Football League.
No doubt. Hey, let me wrap up with the Patriots and Bengals story. Do you think this story is a big deal, or do you think it's blown out of proportion?
I think it's blown out of proportion. With the Patriots, given their history and all the stuff that have, gone through with them and accusation, I could not foresee them trying to do anything that would, go against league rules on purpose. And then also the Bengals, they're 1-11, man. Do you really need to spy on the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could probably beat them by 40 points without looking at any film, let alone more film of their sidelines.
Right.
London Fletcher can be seen every Sunday on that other pregame show on the CBS Sports Network. You can also watch him as an analyst on the NFL Monday QB. Catch that other pregame show, Tops, at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon. Big lineup of games this weekend. Patriots and Bengals, Broncos and Chiefs, Texans and Titans, Dolphins and Giants, Browns, Cardinals, Jaguars, Raiders, and the Vikings and Chargers. London, congratulations on going into the College Football Hall of Fame, man. It's always fun to catch up with you.
Thank you.
London Fletcher joining us this morning here on the show.